Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Christians believe in miracles, right? You cannot be a Christian unless you believe in miracles. The virgin birth is a miracle. Huh? Jesus being raised from the dead is a miracle. You have to believe that to even be born again. Do you understand that there are myriads of scholars, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, maybe more, millions perhaps, of Christians who don't believe in the virgin birth? Now, I shouldn't say Christians, so-called Christians. Because if you don't believe in the virgin birth, you are not saved. No, you're not. If you don't believe in a literal, physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus, you are lost. And so, well, are you sure? Yeah, some things we can be open about. You don't believe in healing? Okay, you can get to heaven not believe in healing. You don't believe in prosperity? You can get to heaven not believing in it. You don't believe in talking in tongues? You can get to heaven not believing in that. But you can't doubt the virgin birth and doubt the physical resurrection of the Lord and even be saved. No. But those are miracles, aren't they? How's a woman conceive and carry and bear a child with no natural father? It's a miracle, but I believe it. How many in here believe it with me? I believe it just like it says it. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. Was Jesus really, really dead in the tomb? Yeah, he was dead. Dead for days. Right? Cold, stiff. Dead, yes. Amen. But is there a body in a tomb anywhere of Jesus? No. Why? Because that body was literally, physically raised from the dead. That body is not on earth. That body is seated at the right hand of majesty. A man is seated at the right hand. Amen. The man. Christ Jesus. Anybody believe it besides me? Well, then you already believe in miracles. If you believe in that, why can't you believe God could fix your liver? Why can't you believe God could bring some money to you? Huh? If he can do that, this other stuff is little stuff. Right? Tiny stuff beside that. Well, let's get to our story, huh? Let's get this man loosed from this dropsy. It came to pass, as Jesus went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees. This is a head, not just a Pharisee, big chief Pharisee. Big dog. Y'all know what big dog is down here, don't you? Arkansas and Missouri. To eat. Now why is he there? To have a Bible study? No. Have a service? No. Mm-mm. He's there to what? Eat. He's there to eat. And he's there eating a meal on the Sabbath day. And they watched him. And you get to walking with God, people will watch you too. And they weren't watching him in good expectation. They were watching him negatively to see what they could find fault with. And that's a sad thing, but that's the way it was. One of the ruling chief Pharisees, Jesus went to his house. Obviously, the man had invited him. But you know, people don't always invite you with proper motive. You know? Sometimes people, they invite you, but they want something out of you. Or they want to find fault. And this happened with Jesus numerous times. People invited him for meals or to come see him, but they're wanting to find something that they can go tell on him. Let me give you a real piece of advice here. If people talk about other people to you. They will talk about you to other people. Huh? If they invite you and feed you fried chicken and mashed potatoes, homemade rolls, and sweet potato pie, and whatever. And in the midst, they start telling you, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you know about so-and-so? And they tell you and disclose secret information. Now, you know, don't nobody know this, and so don't tell anybody. But, and they tell you, you need to be making a mental note. Huh? What note should you be making? Don't tell them anything, because if they'll tell their secrets to me, they'll tell my secrets to them or somebody else. And there are folk that's half of what they live for, is to find out stuff that very few or nobody else knows so they can go tell it. Amen. To find fault. That is ungodly, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not Christian. That's not right. And so they invited Jesus not because they loved him or they respected the ministry, but Jesus was led to go. Would the Lord lead you to go to a place where people don't like you? He did in this case, yeah. Where people would find fault with you. We've had the Lord deal with us, actually send us to places where he knew before he sent us they weren't going to receive our ministry. They weren't going to receive what we were going to teach. Somebody said, well, no, surely the Lord wouldn't lead you. He did. And when I questioned him about it later, I said, now, Lord, because it didn't go too good, you know. I said, Lord, you knew. You know everything. You knew before you sent us over there, they weren't going to receive us. And so did I miss you? And he dealt with it. I don't mean I heard a voice, but he very clearly, he ministered to my heart. He said, no. He said, I knew they weren't going to receive it, and I sent you. I said, why? He said, because they're going, later on, things are not going to go good for them. And then they're going to get up here with me, and they're going to say, why'd you let this happen? And he's going to say, I sent people to you. And I told you, but you didn't receive it. Did you hear me? And he will be righteous. And nobody ever will be able to stand up and go, Lord, you didn't help me. Why didn't you? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. But they didn't receive it. A lot of things like this go on. He sent Jesus to these people that didn't believe in him, that's trying to find fault. I think if for no other reason, a man got healed here.
Yeah.
There was somebody that wasn't there just trying to find fault.
Right.
It was the dropsy man.
Yeah.
You get real sick. You don't care about theology no more.
Amen.
I mean, I'm talking about you get real down and real hurt. Forget about all these theories. I got to get help.
Yeah.
Help's what I want.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to argue about the scripture. I don't want to find fault with nobody. I want to get healed. So for no other reason, how many know there was a lot more reason than this, we have recorded forever this wonderful happening and how it happened. So the Lord was in the right place at the right time. We know that. So he's sitting there eating. And these people are watching him. One translation says they were watching him closely. I guess they were watching him chew his food. The words there indicate that. They were watching him intently. So, you know, he's chewing his food and swallowing and looks over and they're looking at him. He's like, yeah, it's fine. It's just all right. Eating. And why are they watching? We've seen this before in other cases. They're watching that they might find an accusation. This language is used more than one place. Now, this is interesting. If some Christians just had as much faith in this area as these unbelieving skeptics, they'd be healed. Because they were convinced Jesus was going to do something. Weren't they? They were expecting it. Now, that to them it was negative. But they saw this sick man in the bunch, and it's the Sabbath day. And they're punching each other going, watch it, watch it. He's going to do it. You just watch. It's on the Sabbath day. That's faith.
Yeah.
They're expecting a healing, not for them now. They don't have faith for themselves to be healed. But how many understand what a simple faith that is? 2 + 2 = 4. Sick man in the room plus Jesus equals healing tonight. Is that right? Well, is there a healer in the house tonight? Is he? If he's as real to us by faith as just to these unbelieving Pharisees, we can say, hey, sick folk in the house, Jesus in the house, healing tonight. Amen. Healing tonight. Amen. It's not hard. It's easy. If you believe. If you believe. So, it says that they're watching him, I guess, swallow his food. Watching every move he makes, every word he says. That's not fun. We've been in those kind of situations before, too. Makes you want to leave right now. People are watching and see what you're going to say. But Jesus was cool. Everybody say Jesus was cool. Oh, he was very, very cool. He was just sitting there. So what if they got a problem with me? I'm here to do the Father's will. And when you get delivered from always trying to please everybody, you become cooler. You do. When God is real to you, and it's real that you are hearing Him and doing His will, then you're not on pins and needles about what everybody might think or you know. If you're pleasing Him, and the other folk don't like it, well, tough, because they ought to take it up with Him. If God's happy with me, that's the most important thing. If He's happy with you, that's the most important thing. And there is something that goes on here. Didn't the scripture say, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. But when you please God, even people that don't like you. We've seen this before. I've seen it with other people and with ourselves. I'm thinking of a man right now that this fellow came and gave him a huge offering. Big. And he said, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't even like you. He told him that. He said, I'm sorry, but I don't even like to hear you. I just don't like you, but here. Why would he do that? When a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even people that don't like him come around and do things for him, even his enemies to be at peace with him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.